The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
XFM. Well, you join us for the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, and this morning it's surprising we can even bring it to you, to be honest with you. We're recording this the morning after the Kent earthquake, which the pen I was going to use, because I live in Kent, I live near the epicentre down in Canterbury, and the pen I was going to use to write this podcast introduction rolled off the table.
Well.
And it went under the sofa and I couldn't reach it, so it was absolute carnage down there.
Are you still recovering from it?
I'm actually traumatised about it. The dog, I've got a dog, and it honestly stayed asleep for the whole thing. It was an absolute shocker. You're all right, Lucy? You look
yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I feel sorry for you.
I know.
It sounds traumatic.
I know. You've been working on the podcast, too.
Yeah, in this emotional time.
Yeah, what's in it?
We've got Brandon Flowers joining us for an interview. We've had Matt playing with his bells to recreate some indie tunes.
Yeah, Matt, you did a lot of bell tugging, didn't you, this time? It has to be said, but there's a lot of bell tugging going on.
You've got a lot
on.
Of mileage out of saying that, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes,
Sid James.
Yes, I have. Every morning I have said that you have been tugging your bell.
It's almost like the whole feature was set up just so you could say tugging bell.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Don't pull
day.
The curtain away from how radio works, Matt. Yeah. But you were in a variety of churches to give away tickets to see Take Me to Church's Hosier. You're in Charlotte Church, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
In the voice of an angel singing star, Charlotte Church.
Yeah, I'm still wiping the gunk off now.
Slightly dark, but okay. Good. There's that, Lucy.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. And we saw what weird stuff people got to when they're alone with Sad Habits.
Oh, yes.
We had an update from Vexen. And we also found out why John shouldn't be Dad of the Year. Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right. You're right. Yes, High Priest Vexen Crowley from the Church of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, of course.
Yeah.
Anything, anyone got anything else for that?
Play the podcast.
Take it away.
This is award winning, isn't it?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Here we are then as we gear ourselves up for a Wednesday. And when, of course, I say gear ourselves up, I mean with actual gear. I mean Matt here for in the morning, Matt, by the way.
Hi,
morning.
Hi.
Morning. He, for instance, already chased the junior Disprin Dragon. Drank it when it was only half dissolved, which is hardcore, by the way. I personally have 5 millilitres of Tixilix from a plastic spoon. That's what I've, I tried to, but once I put the light under it, the spoon melted, and now I've got molten children's cough medicine all over my stash of meow meows.
XFM.
And this morning on the programme, then, after a judge ruled that a Christian bakery was discriminating for refusing to bake a sponge for a homosexual man, we're giving away a gay cake this morning. That's the phrase, isn't it, that the papers are all using. I've no idea what a gay cake is or what the ingredients might possibly be. I just like that the news is calling it a gay cake. I've actually got no idea what it is, though. Something to do with sticky buns.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And if you are speaking to us, what we want to know from you this morning is the weird things you do when you are alone. It's Sad Habits.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Neil's already texted in. Because of this segment of the XFM Breakfast Show, John, when on my own, when I'm the first at work, I walk round singing... Lonely, I'm so lonely. Making a strange, self-fulfilling moment. So enjoy that. Enjoy that right now, Neil.
It's amazing.
Yeah, enjoy that. Ian in Fulham, every time I check my tyre pressure, I challenge myself against the 5 minutes of allocated time you get for 50 pence. My best for all four tyres, that's caps off, check, inflate and caps back on again, is 2 minutes 34 seconds. I must look like a right idiot rushing around my Nissan Micra like I'm in a pit lane. In Fulham. Sad habits, weird things you do when you're alone. What have you got, Matt?
On a similar note, from Gareth in Acton, he says, when going for a tinkle to keep things interesting. Yeah. I'll always flush the chain halfway through. It's then a flat-out race to see what or who will finish first, me or the mechanism.
I've done that.
I've done that. It is good fun.
Yeah, it is good. I take it very seriously as well. I mean, that's a proper race.
Yeah.
And because the chain, you know, it stops flushing, yeah. But there's still drips. Do they
count?
Yeah,
there are. I think they still
because when I stop flushing, I get drips.
So until the noise stops.
Yeah, oh, I think that's exactly.
Cut off for me. Right, but then it does leave the toilet with wee still in it, so you have to flush again.
Well, yeah, and then you've got to stand there to wait for the system to fill back up.
Yeah.
So it's actually stupid. and this is... who's this from here? Paul. When I have a bit of spare time on my hands, I like to fill my bath up halfway, get in it, and then turn on the overhead shower and pretend I'm in a sinking submarine. Weird things you do when you're alone, please. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. It's Sad Habits. How anyone, says Ian, can ever leave a plane without imagining they are the Beatles landing in America is beyond me. XFM. And, of course, you can expect this morning's showbiz toss-up to wade into the fray as well. The Chaff News Desk fighting off the tabloid tat. Stories from the papers that are nothing of the kind. And there's a what I'm going to term a humdinger for you this morning that we've seen behind the scenes of already. Front page of The Sun this morning. I don't think so. We'll be getting through that in about 10 minutes' time. Spotted, Matt. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted. Intern Lucy. Spotted.
Spotted.
Prince Harry. Again. This time at the Chelsea Flower Show, isn't he? He's trying to get all the plants to join the army, and Prince Charles acting as translator, of course, because he talks to plants, as Harry tells the flowers that they'll stay out of trouble if they join the army, just like him, like he did, although he's wasting his time, of course. I mean, let's be honest, have you ever seen a chrysanthemum in a Nazi uniform? No. Or a climbing shrub so nude in a Vegas hotel that you can clearly see its flowering clematis? Have you ever seen? No, you haven't, no. Have you ever seen a marijuana plant smoking itself? No, you have not, no. Spotted Prince Harry at the Chelsea Flower Show, trying to persuade the plants to stay out of trouble by joining the army. Spotted!
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast
and guest action I promised you and guest by goodness me guest action I bring you this morning in one quite most spectacular jackets I've ever seen. Brandon Flowers.
It doesn't translate well on the radio.
It doesn't matter. I paint pictures of with their minds, Brandon. That's how I do it. How are you?
I'm good.
It's really good to see you.
You too.
Yeah. Just for listener at home, we'll say Brown is dressed in... it's one of the best rock star jackets. It's kind of black. It's got broad embroidery on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You look like a sort of a little tin soldier or something. It's brilliant.
Something like that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, listen, let's talk new album, because that's the point.
Yeah.
It sets out today.
That's right.
And we're going to play the single in a minute, of course. But so how was it? The difficult second solo album or the utterly enjoyable great second solo album?
It was more utterly enjoyable.
Excellent.
Great.
Good. And what about the process of making it? Because this one, I'm right in saying you bonded with the producer, I think.
Yeah.
Over 80s music, was that right?
No, well, his name's Ariel Rechtscheid.
Yeah.
And so he produced that last Vampire Weekend record and the Haim record and Sky Ferreira, and he sort of had his hands in a lot of good stuff that was happening last year.
So what influences are on this album then? What is there in there?
Oh, I don't know. I just try to take... There's been so many great bands over the last 50, 60 years, you know? And you just take it all in, and you squeeze the sponge, and you just see what comes out.
Yeah. what overall, for those that haven't heard it yet, as it is only out today, what has squeezed out of you, Brandon Flowers?
I just try to do the best I can with what God gave me.
Do you find... Well, it's interesting you should say that, because you also said in an interview that you thought the last Killers album wasn't the best you could do.
That's right.
Yeah, so why was that?
That's a different situation, because you got four guys, and to get all of us on the same page can be difficult sometimes. And when it happens, it's beautiful and it's, you know, magic.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, it's not as magical.
there's a logic to that, yeah, certainly.
And I feel like our last record had a couple of great moments, but it just wasn't as good as we are capable of.
Okay.
That frustrates me.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's because you're a perfectionist. You're an artist, brother.
Yeah, thanks.
It would frustrate you. You know, frankly, this interview
interview isn't the best one I've ever done. I'm going to hate myself. I'm going to tell you that. So in terms of, we'll talk about the album a bit more in a minute, but in terms of, just to set the record straight, what's happening with the Killers? What can we expect with that band?
No, it's still going. We've got work plan. We got a gig in June, a gig in September, and Dave, our guitar player, is starting to write riffs and
do
things. And I'm excited
soaking
about
the sponge.
That.
Soaking the sponge. Yeah. See what comes out.
Okay, good. Let's talk B.B. King, because B.B. King obviously passed away at the end of last week, and he lived in Vegas as well, of course.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the pillars of rock and roll and a real icon. And it's always sad when we lose someone like that. It's funny that I would have been introduced to him through U2 or something like that. That would have been my introduction.
From Rattle and Hum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, didn't you say, speaking of U2, I think, I'm just quoting bits of your interviews back at you now.
All right.
This is what I'm doing. I think you said something like, everybody wants to be an Actung Baby era Bono.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant quote.
Thanks.
Yeah. Why that era? Why that Bono?
That's the ideal Bono.
As opposed to the falling off a bike, not paying tax Bono. Yeah.
No comment.
I thought you were going to say that. XFM. The weird things you do when you are alone. Thank you. This is, there's no name on this, but it says, my boyfriend and I just got a cat who appears not to like us. And now, when that Everything song comes on, we sing at the cat. You know the one that goes, distant past. You know that one? Distant past. We sing at the cat. We sing, distant cat. Distant cat.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hosier. This is our latest XFM Presents gig, of course, a huge act in a tiny venue. XFM Presents Hosier playing the Garage in Islington. Then this coming Sunday, we are giving away guest list passes. We've been doing it every day this week. And the way we're doing it, of course, is because Hosier famously is desperate to go to church. Take me to church, he bleats, doesn't he? But every day this week, we've been taking you to church via Matt Dyson here. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Hi there.
I've done it again. You're supposed to be in a church.
Oh, damn.
I'm pretending.
It's all right. I am. Just in the outside the church. I'm just walking.
Okay, right. So, Matt is in a new church this morning. What's going to happen? He's going to be blasting out a well-known indie hit on church bells. All you have to do is guess the artist that he's playing. I think we can cut live to the church now where Matt is in church this morning.
Yes, I'm inside now.
That's working. Yeah, and not your traditional church music. I was expecting maybe a choir.
It's not your traditional church, this one, John.
Well, I was expecting a choir or maybe, I don't know, a church organ or something, but instead it seems to be the theme from Top Gun.
Yeah.
Playing there in the church.
Just quite a few guys here just having a great time.
Oh, shirts off playing volleyball.
Shirts off playing volleyball. Oh. Travolta's over there, loving it. Beck's here as well.
Beck!
And bizarrely Dougie Fresh, the rapper from the 80s.
What church are you in, Matt, out of interest?
I'm in the Church of Scientology.
Are you?
Yes.
Right. Does that mean we now have to be careful what we say? Because of their reputation about what they do to people who diss them.
Yes.
We have to be very careful this morning about Scientologists, aren't we?
We are.
They send people to follow you, don't they?
They do,
They send aliens after you, don't they?
So watch what you say, because I'm here and they may never let me leave.
That's right, You can't leave, Matt, can you? They don't let you leave. Exactly.
I'm stuck here.
You have to join the Scientologists. Interesting, isn't it? They've got bells, have they? Bells in a bell tower.
L. Ron Hubbard loved a bit of bell action.
I mean, he was a bit of a bell, wasn't he?
He was himself.
Funny that, with his idea that aliens came and live in a volcano or something.
That's what.
Well, you know, if that's what Tom Cruise was to think, then that's absolutely fine.
It's up to
him, Matt. I'm not going to diss it.
I cursed the alley.
So, could you do us a favour and tug on the Scientology bell?
Yes, please.
And we'd like, please, I'll give it a little test of it first. A little test.
Here you go. Very solemn bell.
It is a solemn bell, isn't it? Yeah. You've got to play a well-known indie tune, and I know you've been practising.
Yeah.
So, and all you have to do is identify the artist that Matt is playing on the bells in the Scientology church where he genuinely actually is. Are you ready, Matt? I'll count you in.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. amazed that one man can do this so well. Wow. Can you stop now? It's gone on a bit too long, to be honest with you. Text the word...
What's going on in that?
Very place? Impressive. Did you have some help there from a shirtless Tom Cruise, mate?
He was on backing bell.
Well, not for the first time.
XFM.
Before we hear the church bells again, let's meet the potential winner. She's called Helen. She's on the telephone. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you, Helen?
I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. Where are you from, Helen?
Mansfield in Nottinghamshire.
Good. And what do you do? Who do you work for?
I work for Framework, a homeless charity.
Oh, Framework. Yes, yeah, the charity and specialist housing association dedicated to helping homeless people, preventing homelessness and promoting opportunities for vulnerable and excluded people to change the direction of their lives.
Are you on the website?
I just know about this. First of July 2001 was when two Nottingham-based charities merged to form Framework, wasn't it?
Yeah, who could forget?
Yeah.
Good.
Mace Don, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right, at the NHHA. Helen, we're going to replay the church bells again very, very briefly. So stand by with your answer. This is what Matt cleverly played on bells early this morning. Very talented, man, I have to say. Helen, what was that? Is the right answer, of course!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And also in the news this morning, of course, payday lender Wonga has reinvented itself, it says. It's in the papers this morning. To steer clear of the vulnerable with a new advert. Two new adverts, it's already doubled. But now it's four. Now it's eight. Hang on, the rates.
Oh, dear. It's
260 adverts now. 6,000 adverts. 18,000 adverts by 7 o'clock this morning, or they'll send the boys round.
XFM.
We are looking for your sad habits. Weird things you do when you are alone.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Jim still can't use basic household objects without preceding their use with the sentence go-go gadget. So if Paolo and Atina were there, go-go gadget kettle, yeah. That sort of thing. Whatever he's doing, using anything in the house, that's go-go gadget George Foreman grill.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. I'm 25, writes Jennifer, but I tell my few remaining toys to behave themselves when I leave the room.
Ah.
Curse you, Toy Story.
That's it.
What have we got there, Matt?
Ranj in Covent Garden says, where is he? I always run down the stairs of a bus while it's still moving, Ranj does.
Okay.
And says it's the one thing that makes me think I could still cut it in an action film. It is very dangerous, the moving stairs of a bus.
When I'm on my own, I walk around taking pictures of men in skinny jeans. Okay, Jim the Bricklayer. In St. Albans. Okay. Let's bake him a cake. Me and my boyfriend always play the game, the yellow car game. You know the yellow car game?
No.
Well, you have to shout, if you see a yellow car, you have to shout yellow car, and the person who doesn't see it gets thumped in the car.
Right, yeah.
It's the yellow car game, right. My boyfriend and I always play the yellow car game when we're in the car together, but I've got you so used to playing it that now, when I'm driving on my own, I still play it and shout yellow car as loud as I can and then punch myself in the leg. And I do it in the leg because it's quite hard to punch yourself in your own arm, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, especially while driving.
That's Charlotte in Dartford, though. And staying with travel, this is Nikki in Maidenhead. When I'm on the tube, I tried to hold my breath between stations.
Oh, nice.
She writes, I haven't passed out yet, but it's only a matter of time.
Right.
Well, you've got to do that. You've got to be careful with that, haven't you? Because, I mean, you could do it quite easily, for instance, between Leicester Square and Covent Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Not far
Simple.
At all. But try going between King's Cross and Caledonian Road on the Piccadilly.
Yeah.
And you're going to die, Nicky.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Morning to you and welcome as we now, like the Hatton Garden heist pensioners, drill not into your valuables but deep instead into your Thursday morning. Do you know, I'm surprised actually they got away with anything, those burgling pensioners. Their combined age, 533. I'm surprised Ocean's 533 got away with it given that. I'm surprised they didn't drill through the vault wall and then just forget what they came for. I mean, my great aunt is 76, like one of them, right? And she doesn't remember to leave her chair when she needs the toilet, so I think we should applaud the old age pensioner burglars, not arrest them, frankly. You took jewels, dear. I said jewels. Did you take... Well done, dear. Cup of tea. Cup of... Never mind.
XFM.
Tuesday morning, but that doesn't stop the relentless march of the tabloid tittle-tattle, does it? And this is where we go through it for you. Yes, welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the Chaff News Desk, where we sieve through the showbiz tossip, pulling out the stories of the paper from the papers that aren't stories at all. And this morning, well, there's the humdinger. On the front page of the Sun, first edition, certainly. Maybe they'll have moved on by the second edition. I'd like to think so. Because all it bloody is a blatant advert.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? What is it?
Well, they say that Colleen Rooney, wife of Wazza.
Yes.
to give him his official title.
The granny person.
Yes, the granny person.
Yeah.
Who she's forgiven for his many misdemeanors.
Yes.
Has splashed out on a static caravan at a holiday park in Prestatyn.
Oh, that's my favourite joke.
Yeah.
How do you start Wales?
Oh, yeah.
Prestatyn.
Prestatyn. Prestatyn.
Yeah, there you go. You can have that.
Yeah. It's good. It's Presthaven Beach Resort.
Right.
It costs $25,000, this hotel, basically, and I think it's some sort of pontins or... she's going to go and stay there, apparently, it says. But that's also, coincidentally, the place where the Sun does its £9.50 holiday deals.
Interesting. A cynic amongst me would say that perhaps the Sun has, I don't know, let me think, paid Colleen Rooney to say she's got a caravan and be photographed on this holiday park. Because we're coming up to the holiday season, aren't we, where the Sun do these deals for £9.50.
Yeah. And they've done a link to the website.
Have they?
You can get
the
deals
really?
For £9.50 on the story.
Oh, so really, so what you're saying is that the Sun's readers possibly are so gullible that they think, oh, my God, Wayne Rooney and Colleen holiday in Prestatyn in a static caravan for £9.50.
Maybe we'll see them if we go.
Let's go there.
because
let's not buy some scratch cards this week and we'll go save
them. Well, they were convinced on who to vote for in the election, but on the basis of a bacon sandwich. So,
exactly.
You know, they'll probably believe this.
I mean, what? Utter nonsense.
As if Wayne Rooney goes on holiday in a holiday park in Prestatyn.
Well, he doesn't.
I've never seen him at one.
No.
When it's off season.
I can tell you that Wayne Rooney holidays in Dubai. Because,
yeah, sure he does.
Because by the Palm, where there is the hotel that looks like, I can't remember what it's called, Burj Aram or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one, a friend of mine went on holiday there, and Wayne Rooney was just there with the family on the sunbed. That's where Wayne Rooney goes on holiday, not Prestatyn.
As if.
I mean,
as if.
What? Unless, of course,
if he went there.
Well, he would, but I don't know. Maybe there's a high class of granny prostitute. Interesting. I don't know.
Haven't thought about that.
Maybe there.
Caravan number 8. Ask for more.
There's knocking on the door. Oh, come on in, Wayne. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's
with his very niche requirements. Yeah.
£9.50 gets you a lot in Prestatyn. Just take my teeth out. That's an extra quid, Wayne.
Sick.
I think we should just leave it there.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And like the fake makeup alert of yesterday, rest assured that we are a bona fide, genuine quality breakfast programme, unlike, say, I don't know, Radio 1's, you know, which is full of rat droppings, human urine and arsenic. It's easy. It's very easy to mistake Nick Grimshaw for human urine, isn't it? And if you take the word Nick As in Grimshaw, off the word arsenic. You get arse, so... Coincidence? Possibly, but let's pretend it isn't.
XFM.
We are due a visit, a Thursday morning visit, from our friend of the show, the High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley. Now, he is, of course, from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, and he comes in with his thought for the day for Satanists. It's like thought for the day that you get on other lesser breakfast radio programmes. A sort of pause for thought, a moment to step off the world. Reflect on your spiritual side. However, of course, all the other ones are the same, aren't they? It's just Christianity, this and Islam, that and Judaism here. But no, the section of the market uncatered for, previously uncatered for, of course, is those who worship the devil. We address the balance. It's thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. And it'll be a short message from me today, as right now the whole family are parked on double yellow lines outside the building as we head off for a very special weekend away in the caravan. It'll be the first time we've used this particular caravan, actually, and I, for one, can't wait to rock up at the campsite and have a good look inside it. Fingers crossed the people we stole it from have left it well kitted out. I don't know if you've ever stayed in a caravan before, but the fixtures and fittings aren't all that strong. Once in the Lake District, furious at the sight of someone putting some litter in a bin rather than throw it in a hedge, I actually slammed my fist into a chemical toilet so hard that it spewed that blue stuff all over my robes. And I found myself thinking, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way I had inadvertently proven that the material used to make a caravan is not particularly strong, so the brute of the underworld demonstrates how society can be picked apart and ruined with very little effort. But while I damaged a lavatory by mistake, the Hellion asks us to ruin all that is good and make a steadfast commitment to debasing society. So that's why that evening, while the rest of the caravanners were in the clubhouse watching the entertainment, a cabaret band called Pontificate, I splashed petrol all over the caravans on the entire site and burned them to the ground. You see, to we Satanists, Jesus is a caravan, always in the way on the road of life, stopping those who are vastly superior in every way from trying to get ahead. And that's why they must burn. That and the stupid toilets. Honestly, take it from me. If your wife has invited your mother-in-law on holiday with you against your wishes, you can hear every fart through the paper-thin walls. And that should give us all something to think about.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
This morning on the programme, as UKIP's deputy chairman says she wants to see Nigel Farage taking a two-week break. We're offering you the chance this morning to go for a fortnight's holiday with Nigel Farage this morning. Oh, very exciting, isn't it? Not sure where you'd go. Probably somewhere UK-based, I reckon. My money's on the Isle of Wight.
XFM presents...
Well, Hosier, obviously, I've just said that. Yesterday, of course, won the Ivor Novello Award for this very song, Take Me to Church. And every day this week, we've been taking you to church, where you have to identify the song, the indie hit, played on church bells by the news gimp, Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Thanks. I love that new title.
I know. Yeah. Morning. Every day this week, that's what we've done. We've been in the Church of Scientology. We've been in an Anglican church in Glasgow. We've been in an Armenian church. We've been in Notre Dame Cathedral, where Matt hunched over, played an indie hit on those bells. And as he tugs on his bell, all you need to do is identify the tune that he is playing. This morning, what church will he be in? The final church. I can tell you this morning that Matt this morning is live from inside Charlotte Church. Charlotte Church, Matt. You're inside her.
Hello.
That again?
Hello.
I thought there'd be more of an echo.
Yeah, I thought there'd be... Yeah, we've gone a bit in a space. I'm inside Charlotte Church.
Yes, it's lest people be worried. It's like we've shrunk Matt down, like in the Fantastic Voyage, or indeed in a space. I don't know what you were thinking. And he's in a little spacecraft inside the veins of the Voice of an Angel star, Charlotte Church.
Yes.
I think we can just hear her now.
Yeah, that's her.
That's her crying.
She's always singing this.
she never stops, does she?
So I tell you what, it's very Welsh in here. Very Welsh.
Very Welsh.
So there's lots of some leeks, some rugby.
Yeah.
There's a male voice choir over to my left.
Is there?
Sure, yeah.
There's a male voice choir in Charlotte Church?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
there's a rumour I didn't think I'd hear this morning on the radio.
Yeah.
Right, this is P.A. Yeju, of course. The translation is Pie Jesus. Matt, are there any bells? You've got bells in Charlotte Church there, by any chance. I wonder if you could perhaps give us a... Could you just tug
on? Oh, yeah, there's one, yeah.
What part of are you in now, Matt, of interest?
I'm in the... just in the stomach.
Could you play the church bells inside Charlotte Church for us?
Yeah.
And play a well-known indie tune that then we'll all try and identify. Is that possible?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, take a deep breath. One, two, three. No, I like the sound of your bell at the end there, man. That
yeah,
you gave that a good pull there, didn't you? That was,
yeah.
That was excellent at the end there. So, Matt, then, inside Charlotte Church, is there an organ in there?
Yes, yeah, it's an organ.
How big is it?
It's quite small, obviously.
Right.
Do you want me to play it? Or
no, not at all, no. No, just interested in the church organ.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And before you recap the clip, if you did indeed miss it, let's find out who's on the telephone. Hello on the telephone, is that David?
It is.
Good morning to you, David, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Very good, and what do you do, David, for a job?
I'm a driver.
A driver, who do you drive for?
I drive for a French firm called Chantoir.
Oh, Chantoir, the home of the home of authentic French products in the UK.
That's the one.
Where you can find food and drink from the major French brands delivered free to your door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've just, foreign, it's French food, isn't it? So it's foie gras, that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's duck foie gras.
Cheese, garlic, brioche, surrendering during any war, all these specialist French things that they have. And French baby food, it turns out. I was just looking at the website, which is handy, as you say, Matt, if you've got a French baby.
We do anything that you can order from France, essentially.
Really? All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for that. would you like to go see Hozier playing at the Garage in Islington, David? Cause,
well, I've not got much else going on Sunday, so might as well.
Fair enough. Good answer. We're going to hear the clip again before you give us your answer. This is what Matt played on the bells inside Charlotte Church earlier. Here we go. What, David, on earth was that? Who was it?
That was Blur.
Is the right answer! David, congratulations. Take your French delivery lorry and get thee to church.
I will do.
Or at least the garage in Islington.
XFM. Music news.
Elsewhere at the Ivy Novello's, Black Sabbath got a Lifetime Achievement Award. Bombay Bicycle Club won the Album Award for So Long, See You Tomorrow. Kasabian were there as well to present the Inspiration Award to Manic Street Preachers. Nicky Wire from the band saying it means a lot to get any of these prestigious songwriting awards.
A lot of connections with this and winning the one for Design for Life. And the two Ivers are the only ones I've kept. My mum's got all the rest.
Bears Den were also there as one of the nominated acts, and they told XFM they can't wait to play Glastonbury.
It's incredible. It's so cool. Kanye West, that's absolutely amazing. Can't wait to see that. It's going to be so cool.
Every year as well, though, people kind of don't disagree with the Glastonbury headliner, don't they? It's kind of like part of the circus of it in a way.
But the best artists get that, don't they? They're always going to have a lot of people who absolutely love them and a lot of people that really don't like it.
Yeah,
full of big names, the Ivy Novello's, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they were saying there. What a room full of people.
Yeah.
I went once,
oh, yes.
And I sat next to Penny Smith from GMTV.
XFM.
The tabloid tittle tattle and the stories from the morning's papers that are nothing of the kind.
And I believe we can bring you news of a Chaff News desk favourite of Dappy out of Off of Endup.
Yes, yeah, we've followed him closely over these past few years on the Chaff News desk. He's got a checkered history, of course, the Endup's rapper.
He once, now let's run through this. He punched a horse in the face.
Yes, punched a horse once.
He posted a picture of himself being hung like a horse.
Yes, if you believe that.
Yeah, what else did he do?
I think he's something involving a garage forecourt, wasn't he, in court for...
Oh,
he's spitting at some fans or something.
Lovely chap.
He's exactly the sort of person that loves the Lib Dems. because this is the weird thing. He's not, obviously. I don't mean that, Lib Dem supporters. But the weird thing is that Dappy has suddenly come out on Twitter. He's gone into politics and seemingly is a massive fan of the Liberal Democrats. So much so that he has tweeted that he's backing Norman Lamb to become the new Lib Dem leader. He says, help put power back in the hands of individuals, back Norman's campaign.
How has this come about?
Well, then you delve a bit further into it and you realise that Norman Lamb's son, Archie, is Dappy's manager.
Right.
So he's just basically doing it because it's his manager's dad.
Yeah. I would vote for Dappy if he was standing as leader of the Liberal Democrats, because that, you know, the arguments that politics is a little boring.
Yes.
And the campaign was, you know, the election campaign on all sides was a little bit of a snooze fest.
Mm.
But if Dappy from N-Dubs there, you know, with his I was going to say little Dappy, but his big Dappy resting on the podium,
yeah,
you know, at the conference, to maybe a horse which he routinely punches to emphasise his political points. I think I'd vote for Dappy.
Yeah,
that's a celebrity endorsement, that is.
Yeah, it is. Wow, brilliant. Yeah. And another thing that's around this morning is voting underway for Celebrity Dad of the Year. The competition is now in its 14th year, of course. We all follow this closely. And as previously named... Tom Fletcher.
Who?
I had to look him up. He was in McBusted. He's in McBusted. He's one of those guys from McFly.
Okay.
Mo Farah, Gary Barlow and Peter Andre are all former Dad of the Years.
Right. What do you have to do to become Dad of the Year? I noticed my name's not in the list.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it? Because
You've had a really strong year as a father, haven't you?
Well, I have in many ways, because my daughter, who was 3 on Friday, in the past year, has managed to break both of her arms on 2 separate occasions.
Yeah.
And it was discovered that she, since birth, had been sort of seeing triple because she had terrible eyesight.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that.
No, that's awful, Matt. Come on, poor little thing. She's only 3. Leave her alone.
And you just left that unchecked.
Well, you don't check. How are you supposed to know? Because she didn't know that the life didn't look like that. And then it transpired the reason she's been breaking limbs off is because she can't see where she's going.
And
now, like, she thinks the world is an incredible place. Now she's got little glasses on.
Yeah. At least that's what you're telling the social services.
That's exactly what I've told them in every single meeting they've called. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Can I be Dad of the Year? Absolutely not, Mr. Holmes.
FM.
As we this morning, like ISIS all over the historical sites of Syria, now lay waste to your Friday morning by trampling disrespectfully all over it and smashing it up with sledgehammers made of indie music. They're good at it too, haven't they? I've seen the footage actually on Sky News, the ISIS. They got through 3 walls, a stone column and 6 statues in minutes. And I'm thinking they should actually go into the trade. ISIS demolitions, no ancient temple too small. You should have got ISIS around to help with your kitchen, Matt. You struggled with that, didn't you? You did it on your own.
Day.
Exactly,
yeah.
You'd have got them round. You'd seen them with the sledgehammers. You'd have done it half the time, wouldn't you?
It's the trick, man.
Yeah. Death to the West and also death to this stubborn bit of old architrave. That's their motto.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
So here comes a week's worth of lazy PR. So this is where we like to round up all of the marketing, the desperate marketing emails that we get during the week from companies that are paid a lot of money by their clients to carefully target demographics as to where they send these guest offers, these marketing opportunities, prize offers sometimes. But instead, of course, what the PR people do is just take the money and then carpet bomb the entire industry with utter crap that doesn't match up with where they're sending it. And that's where we come in. We get bombarded by the stuff, much like anyone else. And on a Friday, we like to round up the laziest examples of it. Well, topical certainly this week for you, Matthew, I understand.
Yes, an interview opportunity to mark the 60th anniversary of the Eurovision Song Contest. We've been offered Dr. Paul Jordan.
Paul Jordan.
A.K.A. Dr. Eurovision. but he's caught that because in 2011, he was awarded a PhD in the Eurovision Song Contest.
That is a PhD that is what? Worthless. Absolutely worthless.
Ridiculous. He's attended since the year 2000 and can comment on the contest in a political and historical context, as well as an enthusiast.
What an utter, utter loser.
And if we, in case we were lost as what to ask him, they've suggested some questions.
I always like a suggested
which
question.
Which is always nice.
What do they suggest?
How did you get interested in Eurovision? How do people take your PhD seriously?
No.
I think we know the answer to that one. Anyway, it's safe to say he will not be a guest, Dr. Paul Jordan.
Dr. Paul Jordan there, the most pointless PhD in the world. I've got an... this is why it caught my eye, because the subject header in the email just said, Park Life!
Ooh.
With an exclamation mark. And I thought, oh, maybe it's they're offering an interview with Damon Albarn or something.
Yeah, or maybe that festival in Manchester. Is it to do with that?
Absolutely. I opened it up. And here's the first sentence. Park Life. Yorkshire Dales National Park Authority staff are celebrating a massive boost to their work in combating climate change.
Oh, yeah.
The latest figures show the authority has cut its carbon emissions by a staggering two-thirds in the last 9 years.
Two-thirds?
National Park Authority Chairman Peter Charlesworth says the latest figures are a fantastic piece of news. These results show we're clearly not resting on our laurels. We're nice down there, grow a lot of those laurels down there.
Yeah. They've done a lot of good work in the Yorkshire Dales, haven't they?
To chat to Peter on the XFM Breakfast Show about these fantastic climate change related results, get him to...
Imagine that, yes.
We can't even get Miranda Hart. And finally, press announcement of the week. Are you ready for this? Discover what wine goes best with popcorn with food stylist Joe Pratt.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
I just want to be clear. We're still joined by Ivo Graham.
Hello.
And now Miles Jupp is here.
Hello.
Hello. One of the things we're talking about today, Miles, mm-hmm. is minor things that you've got very competitive over.
Yeah, I tell you what I get very competitive about. I once made the mistake of winning with just 5 balls at a coconut shy, 3 coconuts. And as a result of that, I thought, yeah, I've found my sport. And consequently, I whenever we go to like a school fete or anything like that, I'm always... I ended up buying the coconuts last time at my children's school because I thought, this is unbelievable. But the bloke that was doing
what
it...
What do you mean you ended up buying?
After a while, I said, can I just buy some coconuts off you? Because I spent about six quid trying to knock down coconuts. And at the time, I didn't know the guy that was
Are
doing it.
Are you aware you can source coconuts in other ways?
Yeah, it just hadn't occurred to me, and I just thought, there I'm there, why am I... I mean, I'm right next to a big pile of coconuts. No one else is remotely interested in the coconut shy. But the bland that was doing them, I didn't know him then, but he's actually a neighbour of mine, and I've met him lots of times since, and we've done some socialising with them. But, of course, yeah. He always thinks of me as the just sort of the strange coconut guy. He's never seen anything like it. So I did...
Did he let you buy the coconuts?
Yeah, he did in the end. Well, all proceeds went to the, you know, the PTAs.
Music. Music. That rocks.